Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon or good evening. This is George Gamond, and welcome to the Friday show. Ooh, it's Friday. So, and you've got less than a week to Thanksgiving, so have you done all your shopping yet? You got your turkey, or for me it's tofurkey, but yeah, whatever, right? Tofurkey, that sounds like fun, right? Some people do turkey, some people do, what else do you do for Thanksgiving? I only can only think of turkey, and maybe a ham, chicken? Nah, you would have chicken. Chicken wouldn't be good for Thanksgiving, right? So for me it's like sometimes fish, I do salmon, but this year it's tofurkey. So I'm primarily a vegetarian, but I do eat fish. And I do eat some eggs. I don't know why I'm telling you all that. So welcome to the show. I have a little editorial I wanted to do, and I have some callers. Again, we're going to talk to dead people. That's what it's all about lately, is talking to dead people. And people that you know you from your family history and friends and so forth that are still connected to you. Why I find this such an advantage to do it this way instead of saying I'm talking to some spirit guide somewhere is that they do know you. You're part of your family. You've lived many lives together, past lives together. They're interested in what you're doing and where you're going. They know a lot about your life path. They know a lot about your, let's say, future, destiny, whatever word you want to use there, your life course, your life journey. So they are interested. So they want to communicate. Now, they're not always there, but they do want to communicate. And I find that that has more value to people than some spirit guide somewhere communicating. So here's my editorial notes. Just make this brief, and I know I have callers. I have a 901 area code and a 646 so far. And so I've been thinking about the world, and I'm thinking about all this craziness that's been happening, like in Paris and Beirut and other places, and the violence in the world. And how do you end the violence in the world? I mean, you could use violence to end violence, but does that work, right? I mean, and I'm not saying, and I'm not putting down the idea of that you have to confront your enemies. I'm not saying that at all, right? Got it? Okay, so I'm not saying you don't have to defend yourself and to defend your culture and defend your society, but the point I'm making, and this is something that's been taught to me a long time ago, is about the word love. And love and its many elements. And I will use it, I'll use the term love as in an exalted emotion and thought. An exalted, high energy, high vibrational. And when I use the word love, I've also used the words compassion, kindness, forgiveness, empathy, and generosity. And there's a couple of other words. But I'm thinking about those words. And how do you change the world? Well, you change them by helping people to live by those emotions, live by love, live by compassion, live by kindness, live by joy, I guess is a good word to throw in there, live by empathy, live by forgiveness. So it is a cultural thing of changing people's perspective. Because people live by what they call primitive emotions and thoughts. Primitive emotions are fear, anger, vengeance, jealousy, all that negative end of the scale. So how can I help? You know, that's kind of my mission, is to help in this area. How can I help? So I'm working on something, meditations, brief meditations, because I really believe we can change our own subconscious mind through meditation. Meditating on a specific word or feeling an emotion, which will replace the opposite. Replace anger with compassion. Okay? That's just an example. We can do that. And I have the wall and bridge thing, or the wall. In our wall, we have all these emotions, these negative emotions, and change them into positive emotions, high exalted emotions and thoughts, and put them on our bridge to what we want in life. So that's my editorial. So that's what I'm working on. And I think part of the show, maybe not today, but in the future, is taking a few minutes with every show and doing a meditation, and help you do meditation where you can be quiet and you can focus on one of those words And if you focus on a daily basis, 10 to 15 minutes a day, on one of those words, one of those exalted emotions and thoughts, you're going to start replacing the negative, the fear, the anger, the jealousy, and all that stuff. Increase your hope. Increase your... Okay, that's my editorial for the day. So let me take a call or two, and we'll go from there. Yes. Okay, well, let me refocus here what we're talking about. We're talking dead people and maybe a little bit about your past lives. Hello?
Hi, George, and thank you for taking my call. My name is Annabelle.
Okay, one more time. You cut out a little bit. Your name?
Annabelle.
Annabelle, what's going on with Annabelle? So are you ready for Thanksgiving?
Oh, yes. I have my list of gratitude already.
Oh, okay, good. So what are you grateful for?
I am grateful for many, many things of life, my miracles that's coming to me, and this
cool
blessing.
Yeah, you live live with the expectation that there will be miracles every day, right?
Yes, I expect a miracle every day.
Good for you. So why did you call in to the show?
I called to see if you can contact my father, James.
Father James. When did James die?
He died in June of this year.
Oh, wow. It hasn't been long ago, huh? So he recently went through his transition. Okay. Now,
yes.
I'm going to say this to you, and I'm going to try to get clarity in what he means by this or what is meant by this. He's completing his transition into the soul or energy of an angel. Now, I don't know if he's going to be like an angel, but maybe an angel as in a messenger. Because angel means messenger of God, right? If you understand the definition.
Right.
So
yes.
He's happy, joyful. He's going through this transition of becoming a messenger or an angel, okay?
Okay.
And the energy I get from him, and the energy I get here is that the messenger part is for everyone who's still on the earth plane, who is related to him in some way. Not just family, but friends also. It feels like there's a wide net of people here that he wants to give messages to. Okay?
I'm sure.
And the messages I'm hearing, the words like, he wants to give messages of hope.
Okay,
hope. Now, I could go into, let me just see, because I feel like there's a lot of, I'm really, really feeling a strong emotional thing on his part. I'm feeling a lot of emotion, almost like crying emotion. So he must have loved you deeply.
I'm sure,
loves you deeply. I shouldn't say he does still. Okay, we'll do that in the present tense. He still loves you deeply. Okay?
Okay.
And he still beats with your heart. I don't know what that means. Does that mean anything to you? But he beats with your heart. So he's with you constantly.
Okay.
You have choices or decisions to make, not necessarily related to him, but it might be family issues, okay? But I'm hearing the words like, let me be the guide or wise counselor in making those decisions. Call upon me in those moments, and I'll open your eyes, your heart, to decisions that benefit all. Okay? That's the message.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You take care.
Thank you, George.
Okay, bye now. I'm not sure if that meant a lot to her, but I could really feel the emotion there. I could feel the sense of the love that was being expressed across, that invisible line between the physical and the non-physical worlds. And they're just in a non-physical form. They're in a form that's different than the human form. But they so much want to communicate with us. Caller or two. I'll take those. Okay. I'll have one caller right now. I'll take that in a minute. But they so much want to communicate. And I really, the word hope is really important here. And I think it's for her, but everyone, is that the non-physical world wants to express to us in the physical world that there is hope. hope for better times. Hope for it. Just hope. Okay, let me take another call. It's getting all emotional here. I don't know why. Hello.
Hey, George, it's Helena.
Yes.
I was just wondering if Marlon Bethel was coming in more, and no hassle, no nothing, you know, just if he comes in. If anyone else, if the lady that was here yesterday wanted to talk to me anymore. And it's not
the school. Okay, well, let's start with... I'm sensing in his part, Marlon Brando's part, and this is what I get, and it's kind of weird, but it's like he's taking a break for, he's pulled his energy back from earthly connections, because he really was a man of peace in a lot of ways, okay?
Yeah.
And even in his spirit form, and even in his spirit form, he gets frustration. It's hard to explain it. There's a lot of love, but he gets frustration or frustrated on our lack of love and how we treat each other and how we treat each other and how unsympathetic we are as a nation and a culture towards each other. Okay?
So
it feels like he's just pulling back because he does have messages and he will have messages, but he's pulling back his energy, kind of regrouping to present messages to vital people who would actually listen to him. Okay?
Yep. Okay.
Okay. That's it.
All right. That's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, have a great weekend. Make it a prosperous weekend. Focus on prosperity.
Yeah. I'm doing it. I'm working on it, kiddo.
But each day is think. You know, your mantra in the morning is, your mantra should be, this is going to be a very great and prosperous day for me. I can just feel it. Okay? This is going to be a great and prosperous day for me. I can just feel it. And don't let any negativity flow in towards you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, you take care. Okay,
you
bye
too.
Now.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Yeah, I never know what Fridays are going to be like. I don't know if a lot of people are going to be calling in, a lot of people in the chat room, who wants to talk about what. I've talked to the people that are sitting in queue. So let me do some articles then, and then we'll talk more about this whole idea of meditation and how meditation – now, some people could call it being in a prayerful state or a peaceful state and how it works and why it works. It's because a lot of the negativity that we've accumulated over time and those primitive thoughts and concepts that we've developed over time. Well, let me read an article from Pam Grout, who's an author I really like. She's written a lot of material over the years, and she's written recently more on the idea of manifestation and living according to miracles in our lives. She's a miracle. She teaches a lot about the law of it. Now, she teaches a lot about the Course in Miracles, but she was a travel writer and wrote for magazines and so forth and so on. But she wrote two books recently called E-Squared and E-Cubed. And so she had an interesting, along this whole line, because everything today seems to be along this whole thing of we need to change our thinking. We need to embrace those essences of love in our lives, and that's what's going to change the world. Violence, you know, we use violence to control situations, and it only goes so far. As I think you'll understand that and appreciate that, right? That we can't change people with violence, but we can change people by changing their hearts and their thoughts and their beliefs, right? Okay, so this is from Pam. It's from her. I could. Emails from time to time, updates. It's not your job to play judge and jury, to determine who is worthy of our kindness and who is not. We just need to be kind, unconditionally, without ulterior motive, especially when we, quoting Josh Rador, R-A-D-N-O-R, Rador. I don't know Josh. It's an interesting quote. Do we hold back? Well, let me go through her statement on this because I thought it was really interesting and I wanted to share this. And it goes along with what I've been talking about. Left to our own devices, the human mind is quick to jump to conclusions. really, seriously, you know, right? We see somebody, okay, leap towards fear and cower in the face of possibilities. Or you see somebody walking down the street, and this is my opinion on that. We see somebody walking down the street, and they have a frown on their face, and we go, oh, that's probably not a very nice person. Or we start to get judgmental about a person. We see the way they look, if they look homeless. I've done it. You know, I'll raise my hand. I'll be the first to raise my hand. There's a gentleman, I was walking my dog, and he rode up to me on a bicycle. You know, and he's probably in his 50s. And he kind of looked raggedy. You know, he looked like clothes hadn't been washed in a while, or perhaps even homeless. But I was wearing my LA Dodger hat at the time. And he started talking to me about baseball. And it was really kind of an insightful discussion because he loves baseball. But my whole attitude started to shift about this man. I suddenly didn't look at him as a homeless kind of crazy. But it was all about baseball. And he talked about going to San Francisco and going with his son and how cool the ballpark is there. And I'm thinking, well, you know, that's just who he is. You know, it's not, I just stopped looking at this man as being homeless, but looking at a man who had an intense passion for sport and in life. Okay, so that's my take on it. So we got to. I notice myself going, got to stop it. That's why I make training my mind priority numero uno. This is back to Pam. On a daily basis, I instruct it to look for beauty. Ooh. Encourage it to seek out the bigger picture, to focus on love and simply impossible. Do we focus on love every day? That's kind of like what I'm talking about, focusing on love or the aspects of love every day. And talking about doing a meditation, and I'm going to do a series of meditations on this. Back to Bam. Yes, it's an incorrigible slacker. Keeps returning to familiar old ruts. Keeps listening to the spin doctor that looks at the world as a potentially scary place. Insists on focusing information from the five senses, from the news media, from the default that says, be careful. Don't even think about learning to trust. Now, that's programming. That's old programming. That's stuff that you developed at a very young age and kind of compiled over the years. That programming that says, don't trust, limit it yourself, don't hate those kind of people because they're bad, blah, blah, blah. That stuff that programming. And you can replace those. That's what I'm talking about, replacing those. So just keep getting back on the saddle, directing my mind to focus on what I know to be truth, that everybody in the world really loves each other and that kindness is always the answer. Yes, everybody in the world really loves each other. That's hard to believe sometimes, isn't it, that everybody loves each other, right? Really? Seriously? You know, look at these people. They don't love anybody. Well, maybe they don't even love themselves. Or they wouldn't be doing this. Okay, back to Pam. I've often asked, how is that even possible when what you see looms so large in your mind? Okay, let me finishing her article. And all I can say, it's the same as the answer to the old joke. How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, practice, practice. And so I would say it's focusing at the subconscious level, the practices done at the subconscious level to replace those old thought patterns with those old primitive thought patterns, the fear, the great, the anger, the vindictiveness, the jealousy, and there's a ton of other ones, just a ton, right? Not two tons, but a ton. And replace those with love-based, exalted thought patterns. And we change the world that way. We do. Slowly but surely, the world will change because we spread it. We spread this message. Just take some time and focus on changing your thoughts and beliefs. So, as her final comment is, so quit talking about the world as it seems like it to be. Unless you really like violence and hatred and all these craziness, unless you're kind of like caught up in all that, right? No, I don't think you are. I think most people want peace. You know, I think humanity in general wants a peaceful environment. Okay, so I have a caller. Oh, cool. And thank you. Oh, I got people in the chat room, my friends in the chat room. People leave, come and go, but that's cool. At least they hear part of the message. And so let me take who is in the chat room that wants to talk. I think it's this person right here, a 401 area code. It's kind of quiet today because people aren't interested. It's all about Thanksgiving, right? Getting ready. Hello?
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 Yes, who am I speaking to?
Pat.
Pat, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Are you ready? Are you ready for Thanksgiving?
As much as I can be.
Yeah, you still got a few days, right? Can't start cooking anything.
Not yet.
But some people do, though. They prepare way ahead of time.
Oh, yeah. They cook it now and they freeze it.
Yes. So are you going out of town? Or are you letting people come visit you?
Nope, just going to my sister's right in town. About 10 minutes away.
Oh, excellent. Nice and safe. So what caused you to call? Why did you want to talk to me?
I'm just calling to see if you have anything from spirit.
Okay.
Any guidance?
Guidance. That's a good thing, guidance. Let me see if I can pick up somebody, because I usually try to talk to those who have passed that we know or know of, or somebody in our family line or friends or relative neighbors or somebody that knew you or knows of you that you may have spent past lives with. That's the kind of messages I like to get for people, not necessarily some spirit guide somewhere. The energy is a male energy. Okay, I'm really feeling a male energy around you or associated with you. But it's not a direct family line. It's not like a father or a grandfather. It doesn't feel that way. Okay? Let me ask you a strange question. One or two things, and I'm picking up one or two energies, and I'm not sure which one it is. One is either a sibling who has passed or an uncle who has passed. Okay?
Okay.
Now, it could be. It feels more like maybe it's a sibling of your father or your grandfather, but that's what it is. Okay?
Okay. My father had a sister who passed.
Okay, it's a sibling. And that's – is your father still alive?
Nope, he's passed.
Okay, so they're both together. Okay, they're both together.
Yep.
They're both together. They're both shining light on you right now. Okay?
Okay.
I would give you this message, and you can do whatever you want with it, because I'm feeling the energy of shining the light on the top of your head, and that you can actually feel the energy, or if you really focused, you could feel the energy. I'm not trying to make you do anything, but I'm just sensing this energy being focused on the top of your head, this light, this love that's being passed down to you from above or from the non-physical world. And it just feels like it's very strong, and I feel the light too. And maybe it's just warm in this room I'm in, but I feel the light. But it's there. You know, you're a good person. You're a really good person.
Thank you.
Know that? You are a good person. Because that sense of the energy I'm getting from messages are kind of like, you're a really good person. I mean, they're saying that. You're a really good person. And that you need to let your light shine. It's like this light we're giving you, you need to pass on to others in your daily activities, because you do it anyway. Just turn out the light a little bit more. Turn up the dimmer switch a little bit more. Okay? It's not about any change of they're not going to tell you there's a buried treasure in the backyard or anything, but they're going to tell you that you're doing a good job, but you could turn your light up a little bit more. Don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. I mean, that's a really strong point. Don't get discouraged.
I try to be positive all the time.
Yeah, because there's always really positive messages that we're sending to you and giving you. It's they come in, like the word synchronicity comes in here. It's like in through synchronicity, you get all these beautiful messages. Okay?
Yeah.
But I think the main message for you, and it really feels strong, is turn up your light. Turn up your light. We're shining it on you now. You need to turn up your light.
Okay.
And it feels like, there's almost like a mission in this of helping people who are less fortunate than you are. I don't know why I get that, but that's what I get. Okay?
Yep.
In some way, somehow, you need to be helping people less fortunate than you. Because you've had a good life. Or you're having a good life. Had a good life. That sounds like it's ready to come to a conclusion or something. I don't mean that. I think what they're saying is, yes, you need to help. And it could be, because the picture I get more than anything and the energy I get more, it's like children. Just being kind mm-hmm. to children. Okay? I don't know what
all
you do.
Time, all the time.
Yeah, so they're proud of you for doing that, but they also want you to continue to turn up the light and not get discouraged, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay, take care.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye, thank you. I guess sometimes people expect predictions, and family members don't always give predictions. They're not predicting things always. They do know your times. But that's really more about encouraging you to reach something in your life and that you'll get there and we'll give you energy to do that, that we're with you. And it's like helping, how do I hear it as, what the message is that those who know you from the non-physical world, what they're doing for you is taking your hope and pumping it up, magnifying your hope, making it even stronger. So that you really do go into those places of love. It's amping up your love. It's magnifying that hope that you have, that knowing that, yeah, I'm connected. I'm blessed, and that even when I finish this life, there's hope. That sort of thing. Okay, moving right along here. Whew, that was strong. I think I have a caller. 630. Are you there still? I think you're there. And let me take that call. How much time do I have? Oh, that's the time. I have another article or two I wanted to cover. Okay. Oh, yeah. It's related to what we've been talking about, so it's cool. It's from beliefnet.com. And I think I have another quote that I wanted to get to, or two, or three, or four, or five, or whatever it is. I don't know. Yes.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi, George. This is Patty from Chicago.
Patty from Chicago. What's going on, Patty?
Oh, we're waiting for a snowstorm to come hit us tomorrow morning. So we're getting out the shovels and getting everything ready. So it's that time of year.
I don't know. Is it a little early for snow?
Yeah, it is. But that's what they're predicting. And so everybody's got the snowblowers running, getting ready, make sure they're working. And I, already contacted my neighbor saying, you got my number. You can come over to my house tomorrow morning if it's a couple inches. So we'll see what happens.
Ah, so are you ready for Thanksgiving?
Yes, I am. I'm going to my cousin's house. Everybody brings a dish.
Where? Close by?
About 45 minutes. Yeah, close by.
Not far. You're not going to Florida.
Oh, no, I wish I was. But now, how about you? What are you doing?
Just family. Family around.
Family.
Aww.
You're not cooking or you are cooking?
I'm cooking and they're cooking. And it's a little different.
Oh,
okay. A little different. So as I mentioned the first part of the show, I'm doing tofurkey and they're doing turkey.
Okay, gotcha.
So what caused you to want to call
what
in today?
What caused me to want to call you? Well, I always listen to your show. You're so fascinating, and I love the questions you pose. You've been so helpful. I finally told a friend of mine how I felt about him. Did that help our relationship or bring us farther apart?
Farther apart. Did it? No, I don't get farther apart. I get the word. He's still in the state of a quandary. It's still like it's settling in. It's like men sometimes get like a deer in a headlight look. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
It's an emotional thing, and it's a lot of processing here. Okay?
Okay.
I think you startled him a little bit. It's not that you scared him away completely, but you startled him. Okay.
Okay.
You know, well, I'm going to give you this because this is what I'm getting, and I have to do this because
Tell
it
me.
Comes through. It feels like a daughter of somebody in your family line. I don't know why I get it as a daughter of somebody. Obviously, you probably don't have a daughter past yourself, right?
No, I don't.
So is it it could be a cousin or something like that. I don't know why it's a female energy. It's a daughter and it's a younger. It's like the energy is really young. Okay. So it keeps that daughter energy, and I'm not sure. Do you have a cousin that passed, or a great cousin, or something like that? Somebody that passed that were relatively young in your family line, not too far long ago.
Oh, gee.
I don't know what it is. Well, let me give you the message anyway. You might want to look into this. But it's a female energy, and it's a daughter, so it really feels like it's somebody that was younger when they passed,
okay,
before the age of 18, okay?
Oh, okay.
And it could go back a couple generations, but it's they're there, or she's there. The energy's there. It's a very playful spirit. And the energy around you that I get is that she sees the girl in you that still wants to play.
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, awesome.
She sees the spirit within you, the little girl in you, and she wants you to drive. She wants that little girl to come out and play more.
Okay.
Yeah, because I see a little younger girl, maybe preteen, kind of like 11 or 12, that still likes to play. And this goes back a ways. So she was, you know, like 40, 50 years ago. Okay.
Okay.
Because she has a full skirt and she does things that we normally wouldn't do now, like a hula hoop or something. Okay.
Okay.
But she wants you to play more.
Okay.
She really wants you to play more. I'm play in the sense of how you would play, not go get a hula hoop and start doing that. I don't mean that.
Uh-huh.
But she wants to play with you.
Oh, okay.
She wants to teach you more how to play.
Oh, okay. So it's a matter of getting out there and just doing a lot of different things, going wild at my age.
Well, not going wild, but you know what I mean? Experiencing life with a playful, joyful heart is what I get for you. Experiencing life each day, okay?
Okay.
Finding ways that you can express that joy that you is with that still within your heart, okay?
Okay.
That's the message.
Good.
You might want to look into who this is because let me try to see if I get on which side of the family. It feels like it's on the father's side of the family, okay?
Okay.
And it's a woman a young woman who died before she was 18, and it goes back a couple generations, but she's still around. She really is attached to you, though.
Okay, because I had a student that passed away a couple years ago, and she would be, you know, in her teens, and that's why I wondered
that might
was
be her. But I just get this energy of a daughter, like a younger person that died, and it could be her, but she wants you to play. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. You can talk to her. You can talk to your friend.
Okay. I will. Okay. If I knew her name or something that I
well ask can just... thought, you know ask the student if she knows her.
Okay.
Because they're all around you. See, all these people are still around you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And are they there to support me? Have they been the ones that have been guiding me through this whole process with me and my friend?
yeah, but the word is warning to some degree. Warning as in the protecting your heart warning.
Oh.
Because I see the guard come down, the shield come down in front of your heart to protect you. Okay?
And why is that? I thought I told them I have an open heart.
Well,
my heart
because
is open.
It might be open, but there are times when you need to protect it, too. You don't want to go too far with it, right?
I'll go as far as I can get.
Well, but you need a receptive. You need a heart that responds to you, and it's going mutually open, open. It's not good if somebody else has a closed heart and you have an open heart because that hurts.
This is true. So you're saying he has a closed heart still?
Did I say that?
I don't know.
I'm just saying be careful of that. And they're guarding your heart.
Okay. Well,
and that could be moving the other person in your direction, too. That could be opening the other, helping the other person see the value within you. Okay?
Okay.
I'll let you go.
Thank you, and I enjoy your show, and I'll have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that they get these messages, and I don't know who these people are. It could have been her student, but it didn't feel like her student. Maybe there's students with her and with her, with this, whoever this, because they're all around. They're around her. Her student's really around her, too. Appreciating the advice that she gave. Appreciating those who, towards the end of her life, stood firm for her, whatever that means. I don't know. Whatever that means. Let me get to this article. I got a few minutes left, and we'll just touch on these words, which kind of relate to what I've been talking about. It's 10 simple words to live by. Now, they're not exactly where they're more expressions and words. I'm reading this going, that's not a word. That's two words. So the first one is thank you. I like that. How many times do you the words thank you? Do you say the words thank you in a day? How many times do you hear the same words? If you're doing this first thing, saying the thank yous, the latter will naturally happen. After all, giving someone a sincere thanks will make them feel more appreciated and will fill you with gratitude too. So we're into those words of appreciation, which is love-based, as those inspired feelings and emotions. So saying thank you creates one of those inspired emotions and thoughts, which is appreciation or gratitude. More important, say thank you when someone helps you. Don't just offer a required thank you. So, ow, feel it. Feel the word thank you. The cursory thank you is just like, yeah, right. You don't mean it, right?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yes. I love you. Now, this is a tricky expression. Isn't it tricky? A little bit on the tricky side. Why not tell the people you love how you really feel? It warms their heart, and you will feel the better knowing they know just how you feel. So try this. I love you 3 times a day. Don't wait for the right moments to express your love. I would like to take this a little bit further and say, I love you to other people, not just your immediate family, not your spouse or your siblings or your parents or your children, but saying I love you to people that you know, that you just know, friends, acquaintances, I love you. I mean, you might want to follow up with what you mean by it, but expressing I love you because you're another human being. You know, that namaste, the word, the Indian, from India, the word namaste, that the God within me honors the God within you. I love you because you're a human. I can appreciate you because I know you have struggles and I have struggles, and I can love you. And by saying that I love you, it elevates the conversation. It elevates the energy between two people to the point of we're into exalted feelings and emotions. We're changing those negative bricks into positive bricks, positive, tearing down that wall of resistance to everything you want in your life and moving you toward that bridge of getting everything you want in your life. But just saying I love you, you make a strong movement in that direction of higher energy, higher vibration, godlike in your nature. State your convictions, I believe is the next one. I state your convictions to remind you and what you truly believe. This can give your life purpose and direction. Living a happy and fulfilling life is more about the what than the how. Focus on the what. What you believe and what you want. The how will reveal itself naturally over time if you fully commit to the what. Now, that's a principle of the law of attraction, isn't it? We get hung up in the how. That's why people call psychics. How is this ever going to happen? How, when, how? But it's really more important than focusing on what you want. How good does that feel, you know, whatever that might be? How good does that really feel for you to have that, to be that place, to be in love, to have that new job? How does it feel? The feeling, that high exalted feelings that you attach to what you want, so much more so than worrying about how trips us up. How is one of those things that creates the barrier, okay? Believe it or not, creates the wall. The how part can really put a brick in your wall because it creates doubt. And doubt is probably one of the largest bricks to resisting of what you want. Okay. I like this next one, this next statement. Again, it's not words, but it's statements. Think before you speak, think. See, I did just the opposite here. Be cautious with your words, and you can avoid overcomplicating any situation. By saying the right words and at the right time can offer encouragement. The right words can also provide hope and give someone a boost when their energy is flagging. You notice that that's so hard for some people. And I found it hard as I was going through my ages of growing up and getting older. Sometimes you let things fall out. They just tumble out. The words just blip, and here they go, and then you hurt somebody. And usually those words that are most hurtful, that stuff that comes up, is coming from old programming in your subconscious mind. That you've developed this programming, these thought patterns over years, and you know, programming from family and teachers and siblings and friends, and as you know, and you've kind of amped those up over the years. And so when something happens, something tumbles out, it's negative, but you have to catch those. You have to catch those thoughts before they tumble out, because that's that programming that you need to change. You need to change those words, those thoughts, those feelings, those emotions into something positive. I just realized that today, that when I was reading this, was this idea that some of those words that we express, things that tumble out and you say to people, it's only because of old programming, which we can change. Okay, I know I can. This is the next one. How much time do I have left? I'm getting into this article and I'm editorializing as I go through it. I've got about 3 minutes. Maybe we can do one real quick. Let me see if there's another one I really liked here. You're welcome. I like that. Learn to accept gratitude and compliments and the blessings they offer. It might seem simple, but compliments are made to be received as is. Their role on the other side is merely to receive. There is no lack of humility in receiving a compliment. A compliment received is gratitude shown to the giver. You're welcome. But also, on top of that is thank you. And not feeling guilty for saying thank you. And not feeling guilty because somebody wants to give you something. It's either material or emotional or whatever they want to give you. There's a lot of value in receiving and saying thank you. Because if we don't, and I went to a whole lecture on this, and I thought it was really fascinating. And think about it. Somebody wants to give you something. It's either a thing or money or whatever it is. They hand it to you, and you go, oh, no, I don't, you know, like, what you're doing is you're cutting off their generosity. Generosity is a highly evolved emotional state. It's up there with love. And so you don't want to cut off somebody else's generosity. They're doing it out of their generosity, and it's not your job to say, you can't be generous. Just receive it. Thank you. I appreciate your thought. I appreciate whatever you gave. Even if you think this person doesn't have enough to give, if they're, you know, they're going to invite you to a meal and you know they don't have a lot of money, but they want to be generous. They want to be godlike. They want to be generous. So appreciate their generosity and whatever it is. It's a good thought. And it's thought, thank you. Just saying thank you and appreciating somebody's generosity. That's a good lesson. And I had a hard time with that one for the longest time. It's hard sometimes to say thank you. Oh, I appreciate that. You know, even think, you know, the person who can't give you that shouldn't be giving you that. Okay, so we're coming to a conclusion today. And what I want to say is really, I appreciate everybody that calls in. I appreciate people that listen to the show. And if I can help you more, or if you just appreciate the show, you can go to my website, which is listed on my Blog Talk page, and you can make a contribution, or you can arrange for a reading so that I can talk to you a little more extensively from somebody who has past lives, or we can work together on a meditation that you can use to help change those belief systems, those words, those hurtful words, those primitive words and thoughts into exalted words and thoughts. So contact me. So contact me. Thank you. So I'll be back on Monday, you know, I've had some computer issues. Hopefully it'll stay live and well by Monday, and I'll be back on Monday to do more. So thank you. Love you guys. Be good.